A year ago, I was lobbying with other folks in the journalism industry in Nevada for Sunshine Week. This week is designated nationally as Sunshine Week, whereby folks who are involved in the news industry take an opportunity to talk about how important it is to have access to public information. I'd like to give some awards today. Chief Nevin has responded to every public records request I've made within a day or two. Sheriff Antonoro's office has responded to every public records request I have made within 5 days. Vanessa Stevens has responded to many of my public records requests within an hour, and certainly has never waited for more than 5 days, which NRS requires. Sadly, that's not the experience I have with other offices. Ms. Langer, I've got two public records requests in your office that have been languishing for over a year. I sent a couple of public records requests to Mr. Osborne 2 months ago, one simply requesting the previous waste management contract. I was promised those receipt of the five public records requests I made on February 28th. I haven't heard anything since. Commissioner Gilman, I've sent you two public records requests. One of them is over a year old. And the reality is that when Story County went through their process of determining what their county slogan and county vision statement would be, they requested input from the public. There were five separate line items, and transparency was mentioned in four of them. There's an awful lot of discussion about transparency, but when the rubber actually hits the road, it's fairly opaque around here. Interestingly, I've spoken with other journalists who have submitted public records requests, and they suggest there's no problem at all. Most folks with the Nevada Independent, with the RGJ, with other entities tell me that they get their records requests submitted right away. So the only thing that I can conclude is that there must be a reason that mine aren't being tended to as quickly as others. NRS was modified last year based upon the legislation that we lobbied for. SB 287 allows for fines and punitive measures to be implemented in the event that...
Can I interrupt you for a moment?
Please.
Are we going to have to set the time clock up again, or can you wrap it up?
Do you not
think... Well, we like to have a three-minute threshold of giving public comments.
Has it been over 3 minutes?
Do you want to wrap it up?
Yeah, I'm going to sue the county if you guys don't get your acts together. Bottom line is NRS allows both the ability to sue, to have lawyers, attorney's fees to be, reimbursed, and to have punitive fines. That's the last thing I want to do. It is an absolute waste of both of our times and resources. And if, in fact, you believe in transparency, then you should show it. Thank you.
Thank you.